Happy Easter, everyone.
复活节好。
It's wonderful to have our church all together on Easter Sunday morning.
很高兴大家都在一起庆祝复活节。
We celebrate the Savior's resurrection. Amen.
我们庆祝我们神的复活。
Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to speak this morning.
谢谢Pastor Teo让我来声道。
He's always a little afraid when I speak to the whole church.
他总是有一些担心。
And well, he should be.
也许他是对的。
Let's take our Bible, please, and turn to John chapter 20, verse 19.
让我们翻到约翰福音20章19节。
We will read the passage as we go through and preach the passage.
我们会一段一段的来读，一段一段的来讲。
Can you hear me now?
能不能听到我的声音？
What'd you do, Pastor? You don't want anybody to hear me or what? it's not working at all.
Well, Paul, it's not working. Oh, you can hear me now. Too bad, eh?
现在你能够听到我的声音了。
Well, I'm going to take this off then. You don't have to dance like that.
You gotta watch. If you really start preaching, you're gonna get a bath. I don't want to do that. Well, an old American Indian attended a church service one day.
一个听老的印第安人到了一个教会去听讲道。
The preacher's message lacked real spiritual food.
那个牧师他讲的时候不是很有那个属灵的内涵。
So he did a lot of shouting and pounding the pulpit to cover up his lack of preparation.
所以他就用大声的讲，然后还要捶着桌子来掩盖。
In fact, as it is sometimes said, he preached up quite a storm.
事实上，有的时候他讲的时候是像有很大的风暴。
After the service, someone asked the Indian who was a Christian what he thought of the pastor's message.
崇拜以后，有人问这个印第安人，问他怎么样一个感想。
Thinking for a moment, he summed up his opinion in 6 words.
印第安人想一下，用4次来概括。
High wind, big thunder, no rain.
有大风大雷，但是没有雨。
Okay, don't ever do that. Do my jokes again, please. That's the only good one I have today. Talking about a message that the pastor preached on Friday night. If you've been here, you'd heard the same message.
今天我讲的信息跟 Pastor Teo 在星期五的时候有一些相像。
Pastor did a great job.
Pastor Teo 讲得很好。
Hey, are we good now?
Oh, gee.
But I'm going to try and do my best to continue to preach this message, okay? Let's look at the text, John chapter 20, verse 19. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors were locked for fear of the Jews.
礼拜日黄昏的时候，门徒聚在一起，因为怕犹太人，就把门户都关上了。
The disciples were terrified. They were afraid that the same thing that happened to their Savior was going to happen to them.
门徒很害怕，他们害怕同样的事情会发生在他们的身上。
And then we see the disciples' faith in verses 19 and 20.
然后我们能够看到门徒的信心在19到20节里面有。
Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
耶稣来了，站在他们中间说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手跟列旁给他们看，门徒看见了，就欢喜了。
Picture a massive hurricane raging over the ocean.
让我们想象一下，有一个很大的龙卷风到了一个海上。
On the surface of the sea, there are violent winds that turn into great waves and create a scene of havoc and chaos.
在海面上有很大的风，把那个水都卷起来，变成很大的海浪，这是很大的混乱。
Yet a mere 25 feet below the waters are clear and calm.
但是在25尺以下的海下，也就是100米以下的海下。
The fish there live totally unaware of the tumultuous tumult that are above them.
那边的鱼的话，它就游来游去，都是很安详的，根本不知道海上面发生的事情。
Where there is depth, there is peace. So is the Christian life.
所以说，哪里有深度，哪里就有平安。这也是基督徒生活的写照。
Today there may be storms in your life, but in Jesus Christ you can have peace.
也许今天我们的生活当中有很大的风暴，但是在主耶稣里面，我们有平安。
Here Jesus fulfills what he promised in John chapter 16.
因为耶稣他已经完全了他的诺言，在约翰福音十八章里面。
Turn back to John chapter 16.
让我们看约翰福音十六章。
John 16:20.
约翰福音十六章二十节。
This is Friday night, just before Jesus Christ was arrested and taken to be tried.
这是星期五的晚上，在耶稣基督被受死以前。
Jesus tells his disciples, "I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices." You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy.
耶稣跟他的门徒讲，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们要痛哭哀嚎，世上的人却要欢喜。你们要忧愁，但你们的忧愁要变为欢乐。
Verse 22, so with you now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
21节上讲，现在你们也有忧愁。但我要再见你们，你们的心就会欢喜，你们的欢喜是没有人能够夺去的。
And verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
在33节上面他这样讲，我把这些事情告诉你们，要使你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有患难，但你们放心，我已经胜过了这世界。
Jesus gave them peace because he came to them.
耶稣给他们平安是因为耶稣到了他们的中间。
He reassured them by showing them his hands and his side.
他们让门徒确信他是复活的主，他让他门徒看他的肋旁。
When the disciples saw Jesus, they were overjoyed and they had peace in Jesus Christ.
当门徒看到耶稣，他们都是很欢喜快乐。
Today,Are you worried over your finances? Jesus says, "Peace be with you."
今天如果你是很担心你的自己的财政的话，耶稣讲，平安跟你同在。
Today, are you anxious over an illness in your life or an illness in the life of one that you love? Jesus says, "Peace be still."
如果你在你的生活当中有生病的地方，有焦虑，或者是你爱的人有你有焦虑的话，耶稣讲，平安跟你同在。
Are you troubled over a broken relationship that you have? Jesus says, "Peace be with you."
如果你是在被一个破裂的关系困扰的话，耶稣说，在我里面有平安。
Are you convicted today because of some sin in your life? Jesus says, "Peace be with you."
如果你认识到自己的罪，耶稣也讲，平安跟你同在。
Let's open up our souls today and ask Jesus Christ for the peace that only He can give.
让我们打开我们的心，接受只有耶稣给我们的平安。
Let's look at verse 20, at 21. We see the disciples' passion.
让我们看21节。
And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. And as the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
耶稣对他们讲，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。
The goal of the disciples was to reach their world with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
门徒他们所做的是要到全球去向万民传福音。
That is the same goal that we have here at, in the Ann Arbor area, that for the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
这也是我们的宗旨，我们的华人教会的宗旨，向大家传福音。
God wants us to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
神让我们向众人传福音。
To give our community the good news of our Savior.
让大家都知道神的救恩。
Then we bring in those that we've led to Christ and we worship together.
然后我把他把他们带到这个地方来，来共同的崇拜他。
And they can't help but enjoy the worship service we had today. Amen.
像今天一样。
And then we fellowship with one another.
然后我们大家一起的团契。
We bring people in and we show them the love of Jesus Christ.
我们带人进来，向他们显现神的爱。
We feed them good food.
我们为他们很好吃的食物。
And they feel the warmth of Jesus Christ in our lives.
他们感受到耶稣基督通过我们所有的爱。
And then we have a responsibility of the church then to disciple these believers.
然后作为一个教会，我们有责任来训练他们。
To teach them what the Bible says about growing in their Christian faith.
教他们圣经上怎么样讲的，让他们能够成长。
And to show them by our lives what Christianity is all about.
也是让他们看到我们的生活，让他们知道，基督徒的生活是怎么样的。
And then we baptize them and become members of our church.
然后我们使他们受洗，让他们成为教会的一员。
Then we teach them to minister and to serve just as we're serving.
然后我们叫他们去，侍奉，就像我们侍奉一样。
And then it's our responsibility to show these new believers how to evangelize themselves.
然后也是我们的责任，是教他们去怎么样的去传福音。
You've heard of the circle of life?
你听到过
Circle? Yep.
圆圈。生命的圆圈。
This is called the circle of love.
这是爱的圆圈。
All right, then their power, verse 22 and 23.
然后在22节、23节里面。
And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
说了这话，就像他们吹了一口气，说，你们领受圣灵吧。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免。你们不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就不得赦免。
Here his disciples are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
门徒他们受圣灵的充满，他们得到能力。
Acts 1:8 says, "You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you."
在使徒行传第一章第八节里面讲，可是圣灵降临了在你们身上，你们就必得能力。
The Spirit is actually received here by the disciples.
这圣灵是确确实实的被门徒所接受了。
However, the physical appearance or the manifestation of the filling of the Spirit happens in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章里面，这个圣灵是有神有形有身的显示出来的。
Their fire came down on the disciples as well as speaking in different languages.
有火降临到门徒中间，然后他们也是讲方言。
And there, Peter and the disciples would be the first to declare the terms under which sins are forgiven and judgments are made.
彼得和使徒是第一批的人，能够宣告谁的罪能够得到赦免，谁会受惩罚。
We see this in Acts chapter 2 when Peter preached a dynamic message and thousands were saved.
这是我们能够看到的，在使徒行传第二章里面，当彼得 preach 的时候，讲道的时候，很多人都得到拯救。
We also see this in Acts chapter 5 when he made judgments on Ananias and Sapphira.
我们也看到在第五章里面，受到了惩罚。
Ephesians 2:20 says the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
在以弗所书第二章里面讲，教会是建立在门徒的奠基上的。
And Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone.
耶稣基督是头角石，磐角石。
He is the weight-bearing stone of the building.
他是那个 cornerstone, 是一个磐角石。
I've added a few things to the message since I gave it to her, by the way. Jesus showed his scars to Didymus. The second point. Didymus means twin. First of all, we see skeptical faith in verses
24 and 25.
Now, Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
耶稣来的时候他没有和门徒在一起，其他门徒对他讲，我们已经见过主了。托马对他们说，除非我亲眼看到他手上的钉痕，用我的手指头探入他那钉痕，又用我的手探入他的肋旁，我绝不相信。
We see here the excuses that Thomas made for not believing in Jesus.
我们在这里面看到，那个多马是多么的存着怀疑的心，不相信耶稣。
Maybe today you have an excuse as to why you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior in your life.
今天我们当中其实也会有很多人来找借口，不相信耶稣基督。
Maybe these are one of your excuses.
Maybe 其中一个也是我们的借口。
If you could prove to me that Jesus really lives, I would believe.
如果你能够证明耶稣是活着的话，我就会相信了。
If you could prove to me that Jesus arose from the dead, I would believe.
你如果能够证明的话，耶稣从死里复活，那我就相信了。
If you could prove to me that the Bible is 100% true, then I would believe.
你如果能够跟我证明圣经是100%正确的话，那我就相信了。
If there weren't so many hypocrites in the church, I would believe.
如果在教会没有这么多假冒伪善的人的话，那我也就相信了。
And then some people believe if I could only live the Christian life, then I would believe.
如果我能够真正的过一个基督徒生活的话，那我就会相信了。
Maybe you have an excuse. Would you like to air it today?
也许你有借口，要不要跟我们讲一下？
Talk to me about it later.
或者是我等一下跟我讲。
In Luke chapter 16 and 31, it says, if you will not listen to the Bible to believe that Christ is your Savior, then you would not be convinced if someone were raised from the dead.
在路加福音16章31节里面讲，如果你们不听从圣经的教导， 就算有一个人从死里面复活的话，你们也不会接受劝告。
We are saved by believing what the Bible says.
我们得救了，是因为我们相信圣经里面所讲的信息。
The Bible says that Jesus died and that he was buried and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
圣经里面讲耶稣死复活，然后成为我们的救主。
We must believe that we must entrust our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. We must embrace Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. We must engage our minds and our wills in that of the Savior. Then Jesus will take your hand with his nail-scarred hand, and there it will be forever.
然后耶稣会用他那个钉痕的手跟我们的手永远地握在一起。And
to that I say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it going to be wonderful when Jesus takes our hand with his nail-scarred hand and he holds our hand and we tell him, Lord, thank you, I love you with all of my heart.
这是多么的美好，当耶稣基督用他钉痕的手握着我们的手的时候，我们会讲，哦，神啊，那多么的美好。
So we looked at skeptical faith, now we'll look at seeing faith.
Verse 26 to 29.
This is a week later, the next Sunday, after the Lord was resurrected. A week after his disciples were in the house again, Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, could you turn the mic down a little bit? No, he didn't say that, but... Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, and reach out your hand and put it into to my side. Stop doubting and believe.
过了八天，门徒又在屋子里，多玛与和他们在一起，门户都关上了。耶稣来了，站在他们中间说：“愿你们平安。”
And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
当多玛看到耶稣的伤痕的时候，他就说：“我的主，我的神。”
You heard the old saying, "Seeing is believing."
我们以前有一句古话，就是说看到了才相信了。
I don't understand electricity, but I'm no fool. I'm not going to go around in the dark until I understand electricity.
我不知道电是怎么一回事情，但我不是因为不懂得电的话，我就在漆黑的屋子里面而不开灯。
I don't understand internal combustion or the hydraulics of the automatic transmission, but I'm not going to sit around in one place till I figure it out.
我不知道汽车的内软装置的原理，然后是传动的装置的原理，但是我不是很，我不蠢，我不会，就是因为不知道汽车是怎么样，开动的原理，所以我不用。
The truth is, I don't understand a lot of things that are part of my everyday life. However, I'm going to make them a part of my life anyway.
其实，在我每天的生活当中，有很多的事情是我不知道的，但我还是去做。
The same is true of salvation.
救恩也是一样的道理。
No one will fully understand how God could become a man and how he could die.
没有一个人会真正的懂得为什么神会变成人到这个世界上来。
No one can understand how his death could be the basis of our forgiveness.
为什么他死了然后复活了是成为我们的罪的赦免。
How he can give you and me new life and all the other aspects of salvation.
为什么他会给你跟我一个新的生命?
But only a foolish person would ignore the opportunity just because he didn't understand it.
如果仅仅是因为他不懂得的话而忽视这么多的机会的话，那真的是很愚蠢。
Today you can take a step of faith and put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
今天让我们走出这一步，接受耶稣为我们的救主。
Today, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, ask God to open up your eyes so you can see Jesus Christ by faith.
如果你不知道耶稣的话，你可以向他祷告，让他能够打开你的眼睛来认识他。
And let's look at saving faith, verses 30 and 31.
让我们来看得救的信心是30到31节。
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which were not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing you might have life through his name.
耶稣在门徒面前行了很多别的神迹，没有记在这书上。但是在这些事迹下来，叫你们信耶稣基督，信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且使你们信了，可以因他的名得生命。
I'm going to tell you a story about three pastors, a Presbyterian pastor, a Methodist pastor, and a Baptist pastor.
我要跟你讲一个故事，是有一个三个牧师，一个是长老会的，一个是寻道宗的，一个是信心会的。
Each faced the problem of flying bats in their churches.
他们有很多的蝙蝠的问题在。
They sounded like this.
他们就像这样。
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the Presbyterian minister says, we shot them with shotguns. The Methodist pastor said, oh, we're much more compassionate. We would catch them in wet blankets and take them out to the far away into the woods and let them go. The trouble is they would always come back.
行道师的牧师说，哦，我们是很有爱心的，我们可以把这些蝙蝠选在那个毯子里面，然后放到树林里面去放生。
The Baptist pastor said, we've solved our problem. We baptized each bat, and we made them members of our church, and we have not seen them since. Now the process here is salvation, baptism, membership.
这是我们教会的进程，就是说是救恩，然后是受洗，然后是门徒。
Now, we expect to see all those being baptized back to the church, okay?
我们是想把他们受洗归入我们的教会。
I'm so excited that I've been involved in the process of teaching the membership class.
我真的是很兴奋，因为我有机会能够教这个课程。
Let me introduce you, Wei Yin. Wei, would you stand up?
让我来介绍这个。
Isn't he a good-looking young man?
他是很。
Okay, sit down. He looks.
很好看的。
I thought he was going to start going like this, you know. Hey, yes, I am. Brother Jay Fay and I, we had the pleasure of taking some time in the membership class with Brother Wei.
我跟他有机会在一起的学习。
I'm so glad that God has placed the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church in this area.
我很高兴神来与我们的中国基督教会。
So that the Lord would use this church to reach men like Wei and many more with the saving faith of Jesus Christ.
神能够用我们这个教会来叫很多的人来信主，就像Wei一样。
And for each and every one of you who support this ministry so that we can share the gospel with this community and the entire world.
像我们当中每一个人都可以去这样做来传福音来使更多的人来到我们的教会。
I'm thankful for those of you who are involved in evangelism. You want to share the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ with those who need him as Savior.
也感谢你们有很多的人在传福音。
You are a tremendous encouragement to me as a pastor.
你们对我来讲是一个很大的鼓励。
Okay, way back to you. Okay. The first night, Jay and I questioned Wei about his salvation.
第一个晚上，Jay 跟我在问他救恩的问题。
And he said that he understood about the gospel. He had heard it.But he wasn't quite sure that he was ready to take that step to make Jesus Christ his Lord.
我也说他知道福音，他也是蛮想的，但是他不知道怎么样跨出这一步。
So I asked him, "Can we take a little bit of time to simplify, to clarify the gospel?"
然后我就想，我们可以花一些时间，慢慢的走过去。
And he said yes.
他说可以。
And he should never give a pastor an opportunity to talk. He should know that.
他不应该让我能够有机会跟他讲话。
So we spent a whole hour talking about the gospel.
我们花了大概一个多小时的时间。
Finally, I think I wore him down.
最后我使他很疲倦了。
No, really, I wanted him to be sure that Christ was his Savior. We don't like to make decisions for people. We want people to make that decision because they recognize Jesus Christ died for them.
我不想为他做决定，我是想让他自己知道是怎么样的决定，是怎么样去做。
And he said, Jay and Terry, I want to receive Christ as my Savior.
然后他说 ，Jay 跟 Terry， 我想接受耶稣。
And that night he bowed his head right in our fellowship room there and trusted Christ as his Savior.
在那天的晚上，他接受了耶稣。
So we met again next week.
然后下一星期我们又见面了。
And in the true fashion of Ann Arbor Chinese Church, we met at a restaurant.
我们在饭馆里面见面。
And I asked him, I said, well, how do you feel about your faith now?
我问他，你现在觉得你的信心怎么样？
He said, I feel good about my faith right now.
他说我觉得很好。
And God is already answering my prayers.
神已经回答了我的祷告。
So that I say, praise God.
我说感谢主。
You know, saving faith is what we share here at this church.
你知道了，拯救的信心是我们这个教会所传讲的。
Saving faith, it says here, is revealed in the Bible.
拯救的信心也是在圣经上面讲到的。
John says that he's recorded all these things about Jesus Christ so that we might believe.
在约翰福音里面讲，约翰已经是把很多的东西都记载下来了，让我们能够知道。
In the book of John, 7 miracles are recorded.
在约翰福音里面有七个神迹是有记录。
and in the other Gospels, 28 other miracles are recorded. So he says, you believe because you read it, and the Spirit of God helps you to understand the truth of it and the relevance to your life. And then is received by believing. John never uses the noun faith.
约翰福音里面从来没有用那个名词信心这个名词。
Yet the verb faith is used almost 100 times in his writings.
但是他用了很多的动词的相信，他用了100多次。
John's interest is to underscore the act of believing.
约翰他的重点是要大家去用行动来相信。
You see, faith is not about a religion. It's about believing in it and Jesus Christ and having a relationship with Him.
我们知道信心它不是一个宗教，而是建立在一个个人的跟神的关系上面的。
Today, if you have any storms in your life, Jesus Christ can give you peace.
如果今天你生活当中有很多的风暴的话，耶稣会给你平安。
If you have any excuses that you are using not to put your faith in Christ, set them aside today.
如果你有很多的借口不想接受耶稣到你生命来的话，你应该把那个借口挪开。
After I pray, we're going to take just a few moments and we're going to sing the hymn, I Surrender All. And on that very first verse, I want you to come forward and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior if you've never done that.
我们祷告以后会唱一个短诗，在短诗的第一句的时候，如果你愿意接受耶稣的话，我请你上来。
This is the first step in your journey with Jesus Christ.
这是我们的第一步跟神的关系。
Take the hand of the Savior.
拿着耶稣的手。
And He will lead you one day to heaven.
他会带领你到天堂。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Father in heaven, I pray God you will open up hearts today.
亲爱的天父，你可以帮助我们来打开我们的心。
I pray we would set aside all of our excuses.
我祷告我们会把我们所有的借口都挪开。
And receive you with an honest heart, with all that we have.
用我们的所有的心来接受你。
If there's anyone here today who does not know Jesus Christ as Savior, you would say, Pastor, pray for me. Would you raise your hand? Is there someone here today who doesn't know Christ? Raise your hand up. I'm praying for you. Thank you for that hand. Anyone else? Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Dear Father, for those who've raised their hands, maybe for someone who haven't. They can receive Christ by stepping out in faith and coming forward and receiving you as their Savior. Lord, they just need to surrender themselves and give their whole hearts to you. And in doing so, Lord, they receive the gift of eternal life. That's received by just believing in you.
我们接受是因为我们相信，完全的相信你。Amen.
Let's all stand, and on the very first verse of I Surrender All, you may come forward and receive Christ as your Savior.
让我们站起来来唱歌，在第一节的时候，让你接受耶稣的人可以朝前面走来。Paul,
you want to come forward?
All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. I surrender all.
Come forward now and receive Christ as your Savior.
如果你今天接受主的话，请你走上来。Pastor,
come forward.
父，感谢你。
今天早晨，你再次的来到我们当中，主啊，你向我们说话。主啊，我们求你来带领那些刚才举手的弟兄姐妹，主，让他们也能够有坚固的信心。求天父。好，现在我们有见证哈，有两位要跟我们分享一下他们怎么信主的。我们先请梁珊珊姐妹。
大家早上好，我的名字叫梁珊珊。和所有人一样，我越长大呢，就越觉得自己的平凡。信主前，我就是一个很平凡的大学女生，过着简单的生活，教室、实验室、宿舍、食堂，和大部分学生一样，我坚信无神论，相信人类在地球上的存在是偶然的。我也相信进化论，我认为我的信仰是很科学、客观的，我所关心的事情也很有限，无非是和自己相关的，只要不影响到自己的生活就可以了。开始主动寻求神呢，是从跑到合肥的三次教会买了一本圣经，但是回家后我刚翻开创世纪第一章第一页就读不下去了，根本不符合我所学过的知识嘛。大学的第五年圣诞节，我也去教会看了节目，刚好是耶稣降临的那一幕，但也只是凑个热闹而已。真正的开始接触是去年参加了佳音团契，在那里有开始渐渐学习了一些基本的道理，弟兄姐妹的讲解让我明白了很多圣经中的话，特别是一些比喻给我很深的印象。记得一次学习生命的活水、撒玛利亚的妇人和耶稣的那段对话，经过大家激烈的讨论，各抒己见，最后我终于明白，靠着人的道理永远是空虚，只有把中心放在神身上，用神的标准，才有源源不断的生命的力量。现在回想起来，神的话的力量真的是很强大，那是神就在一点一点改变我的思想。参加学生团契也给了我很大帮助，唱赞美诗的时候，我自然的感到很感动，好几次流下了眼泪，冥冥之中我感受到了神的召唤。记得一次在一个弟兄家里，本来是要自我介绍，大家纷纷开始分享自己信主的经历。感谢神，那天晚上在亲眼看到、听到十几个美好的见证之后，我说，我愿意接受耶稣基督做我的救主。那一刻，很多姐妹流下了幸福的眼泪，大家都很感恩快乐，我也是泪流满面。我知道我做的是一件很受祝福的事情。现在回想起那一刻还是很激动，感谢神。信主之后，在长辈的带领下，我开始了规律的查经班和主日学习，让我了解主耶稣基督是谁，他做了什么，基督徒生活中一些基本的要求和真理。曾经享受过甜美的灵修，渴求神的话语，也曾经因为生活学习的忙碌淡忘了灵修。感谢每星期的聚会不断地提醒我要去读神的话语。其实很难总结出现在和我以前相比，在思想上和行为上有多么大的变化，但是我相信神的道是真理，我愿意去背负我的十字架跟随主耶稣基督，我愿意跟随圣灵的引导。但同时我也意识到，听到简单，真正要行出来就难了，肉体软弱啊，求神帮助我。期间我也经历过怀疑、犹豫，在我最彷徨的时候，我向神祷告，求神帮助我。很奇妙，第二天神就派了他的儿女，是我一个基督徒的高中同学。他很意外地打电话给我，分享了很多他生命中发生的事情和神的道。真的是感谢神聆听我的祷告，我也更加真切地体会到，神真的是关注我们生活的每个细节，他永远不会丢弃我们。那次之后，我更加坚信我信的是什么，信心得到增加。现在我知道，只有感动还是不行的，我们要在属灵的生命上不断成长，变得越来越像主耶稣基督，这也是神当初造人的本意。我知道神会通过 His Word His people and different circumstances 让我成长。我愿意接受他要给我的功课，哪怕是苦难，因为我知道他这样做一定是要预备我，有他更好的美意在里面。就像罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事要互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。谢谢。
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家早安，我是荣洛辉，很高兴能有机会和大家分享我信主的过程。我记得我第一次接触到教会和基督徒大概是十几年前，当时我刚到美国来上学。当时学校附近的一个中文友的教会，一个朋友开车到几十英里外机场去接我。当时因为学生宿舍还没有开，我在他们家住了好几天，一直等到我搬到宿舍为止。在这期间呢，他带我去了附近的中文教会。当时中文教会还是比较小，没有自己的教堂，聚会是在一个美文教会里去进行的。我当时非常感激教会的朋友给我的帮助，也对教会的很多活动非常感兴趣。但像很多新生一样，我当时对教会的很多情况还非常不了解，是不是还闹一些笑话？我举一个简单的笑话。当时我记得有一次听到的时候，我指着台上那个讲道人说，问教会的朋友说，神父怎么怎么，这个弟兄赶快纠正我说，不是神父，应该是牧师。我当时觉得，哎，两个好像差不多嘛。另外和很多刚从国内到美国的学生一样，大家在这个过程中都是一路过五关斩六将。在学校的学习往往都是学习尖子，在国内呢，从学校到工作一路都非常非常顺利，总觉得自己啊各方面都很好，很难认识到自己的不足。跟别人比较的时候，也总是希望拿自己的强项和别人的弱项去比，这样就很难谦卑下来。就因为这种原因，我这就跟教会第一次失之交臂。我几年前呢，到密西根来工作，断断续续参加了一些教会的活动。我对教会里非常喜欢教会里的兄弟姐妹之间互相关心、互相帮助这种友情，尤其喜欢看到教会里很多弟兄姐妹总是充满了喜乐。在2001年的时候，很多弟兄姐妹大概还记得，2001年当时经济情况非常不好，很多公司都在裁员，我当时非常非常担心，有时候担心的甚至晚上睡不着觉。但即使在这种情况下，我遇到教会里的弟兄姐妹，我总是发现他们脸上总是充满了喜乐，心里充满了感恩之心。在很多次我听完布道以后都非常受感动，但由于各种原因，好像我一直缺乏一种临门一脚的勇气，因而一直没有能够受洗。后来我看到我太太严芳信主后发生了很大的变化，在她信主之前，她可能总是比较消极，脾气比较大。待人处事呢，她信主以后呢，待人处事有了很大变化，很多方面都能替人着想。他变化是大呀，连他的以前的很多好朋友或家人都难以相信。我记得有一次我们给他的妹妹打电话的时候，他妹妹说他以前很难伺候，很喜欢发脾气。他觉得我好像有什么好像很能哄人，是我说那个我没有这么大的本事。严芳信主以后变化很大，很多方面都跟以前不一样。从他的身上呢，我看到了，我觉得信主对家庭生活是非常重要，非常有积极意义。尤其圣经中对夫妻关系的要求，妻子要顺服丈夫，圣服。这只是前半部分，下半部分就是说，丈夫要爱妻子，要像爱自己一样。否则的话，大家在家庭里呢，夫妻和丈夫往往就说，我干嘛要听你的？大家爱什么办什么事都是一人一票，就这样，大家很难说服对方。通过坚持不断地读经和参加学习班，我学到很多有益的东西。特别是我读到马太福音中关于到其中有一句是说，为什么你看到你弟兄中眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？我当时觉得很受震动。我就觉得突然意识到自己以前犯了很多错误，在很多时候呢，考虑事情只从自己的观点出发。总认为自己是对的，没有认识到自己的很多的缺点不足，以致在工作和生活中犯了很多难以挽回的错误。2000年圣诞节前后，我到赵老师和刘敏家做客，赵老师对那个圣经详细清晰的讲解，当时使我当时非常感动，于是便做了决志祷告。但我心中仍然还有一些忧虑， 因为感觉好像有些事情还没有完全理清楚。我觉得信仰是一个非常严肃而神圣的。我是一工科的学生，就是总爱问几个为什么。在接下来的几个月里，我认真的读了读圣经。我以前参加过很多各种各样的学习班，就是关于怎么处理好家庭、同事，以及就是怎么发展自己 career 发展这方面的讲座。后来我读完圣经以后，我发现在学习班中所学的东西啊，以及自己从自己过去的经历中所总结的教训，经验教训，在圣经中很多都有讲都有教导。圣经中关于家庭及朋友的教导可以说是字字珠玑，终身享用不尽。在这以后呢，我终于下定了决心，愿接受圣灵的洗礼，归入基督名下，成为神的儿女。信主以后，我对圣经中教导更加渴慕，特别是参加主日学会后，对圣经有了进一步的了解。很多朋友都有这样的经历，如果只是自己读圣经的时候，往往对圣经中所说的往往很难理解，或者说理解的不太深。参加主日学以后，我对圣经有了一些系统的了解，并且更加能认识到以前自己的问题和所犯的错误。我变得能够更加喜欢自主动去学圣经，并依照圣经的教导，不断地对照自己的行为，改进自己的行为和处事的态度，同时家庭生活有了很大的改变。家里有什么事情都可以心平气和的解决，两个人都能够互相体谅。最后我想说，我信主过程是一个很长，可以说是非常平淡的过程。我并不是说看到神迹了我才相信的，我是从我生活中体会到信主给我的生命和生活所带来的变化。我的经历可能对一些新来的朋友有帮助。我是几次错过了神的恩典，在经历很多年以后才最终接受了耶稣基督做我的救主，并体会到了他给我生命所带来的变化。我同时也想让很多没有信主的弟兄朋友们知道，并不是说我们需要把圣经分得滚瓜烂熟以后完全理解了才可以去受洗。圣经中的很多东西我现在也没有完全理解，但我觉得朋友们，如果你希望耶稣基督成为你的救主，并希望他给你生命带来最好的礼物，你就可以受洗，体会他给你生命所带来的变化。这是我信主之见的，谢谢大家。
我们等一下哈，就是弟兄姐妹他们在起来的时候，我会唱两首诗歌，你到时候看那个荧幕哈。第一首是《十字架》，第二首是《快乐日》，我们可以先来练习一下哈。我们先唱《快乐日》哈，《Oh Happy Day》，在诗歌本的第484，我们只唱那个副歌就好。